you was trouble. And it's so interesting how vibe is, because I was right, you know. I ain't gonna lie, I do have questions. I'm like, how do you do that? Like, you know, who taught you that? Like, are you a goddamn professional? So on just on a real note, like, that was amazing. It was totally, like, perfect. Like, if I were to vision what I want my man to be sexually, you would be that person, like, hands down. Am I mad at you? Hell yeah, because you know that you got those skills. So for you to do that to me, that was not nice at all. Because I was getting to know you in a whole different way, and it was cool too. Like, that other way was also nice, you know. So yeah, I don't know. You know, it makes me more curious about, like, who you are and what you're really about. I won't lie, you know. But, again, I keep feeling that vibe of, like, how you gonna do me like that? That is not nice. So you definitely, at some point, will have to, like, give me that explanation, because I'm just real curious. But that's it. I'm not, you know, in any way mean anything else. I think I'm okay. I'm staying away from you. I'm still going to stick to that one. But I definitely want to know. I'm like, dude, are you on TV? Like,
this is Robert Frank, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board. Long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to themanmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man mindset, my set. I got the man mindset, my set. Got so many girls on deck, cause I got the man mindset. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting. Keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single. He's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. So the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes. This is the man mindset.
It is. Game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
Mic check, 1, 2, check. Mic check, check. All right, there we go. There we go. All right, let's get it. Yes. Let's get it. Come on. Let's go. Oh, man. Let's get it. Let's go. Let's get it. Let's go. Man, let's get it. To all the young men out there, I want to introduce myself to all you guys who have graduated high school and now you are preparing yourself for the college life. I want to welcome all the guys that are here, everybody, guys, and all you young men out there. I am your uncle. I want to welcome all you young men to game and how to get women easily. Because this trip is a new season, gentlemen, for you guys out there. Not only the guys that are just getting out of high school. It's for everybody out there. But you young men, y'all got to give me a second, guys, because I got to talk to everybody. But I am talking to everybody on this show. It's a new season. But now we're going to talk about it. And in this out, well, wait, let me get into what I got to say. Let me first, hey, shout out to the Me Pill community. Stand up, Me Pill community. The Me Pill community is a community of single-minded thinkers coming together as one. Gentlemen, I want to let you see right here the birthday. Hey, the discounts are there. Go to the Man Mindset. Do not enter. You'll see my cake-ass baby picture. Click that, and you can get the birthday package. There are discounts on products and all that other stuff. But, gentlemen, the thing about this show, and I say for all you new guys out there that are listening to the show, this is a weird show for you because this show is 100% authentic game. Everything that we talk about and everything we discuss is in-house, and we are here to get you out of the neighborhood of poor me and into the neighborhood of who you are, and shout out to everybody. Now, for all you young guys out there that are brand new to this, if you're listening, and all the guys that are listening, what I want you young men to do to start the process of game that we're going to be teaching you over here is I need you to go to Amazon, go to Hobby Lobby, go to Michael's, go to Walmart, go to the dollar store and get a 100-piece puzzle set. Because in order for you to lock in the game that we're going to teach on this channel, you've got to go home, dump the pieces on the table, throw the box away, and start putting that box together to understand the game that we're going to teach. Also, I want to say to all you guys that are listening, who are listening now, I want to say thank you for listening, and anybody else that's listening, I want to welcome you. We got like, subscribe, hit the notifications off, and we got y'all covered, guys. The lines are open, so if y'all want to call in, but shout out to my dogs right here, the 323, shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to all the Meat Pill community. Shout out to you guys, man. I appreciate you guys so much. Also, what we want you guys to do is go ahead, if you got a question, put a Q in there. If you are talking to a girl and you have a problem, just let us know. We are here, okay? We are here to let you guys know and understand that we are going to get all you guys right on this show. That's what this show is about. So we guys lock in, get your questions together. We're going to talk about it because it's here now. We're in August. Oh, boy, we're in August. Now, before we start this, like I give you a heads up for all you young men out there, mark your calendar for September 15th. September 15th is going to be the beginning, guys, of Halloween game. We are going to show you how to create your own costume. We're going to show you how to do trick-or-treating. And we're going to show you how to give a sexual invitation to women. Nobody on YouTube does what we do, and you're in the right place. And I want to say, just I want to welcome those young men as well as welcoming all you guys. But as I said before, and this is very important, we got to talk about this, the why. This whole first hour is why, but if you have questions, ask. And then the second and third hour is solutions, okay? But what is important here that a lot of guys don't get from people is understanding the why behind what I'm going to teach you, okay? So we want to make sure we have that. Guys, if y'all have a question, go ahead and put a question in there. We got you guys covered. But, yeah, just mark your calendars for September 15th. September 15th, the one thing we do, guys, all you guys, listen, this is what we do on September 15th that separates us. Not only are we going to have the costume, we're going to show you how to, we're going to show you how to, sir, listen, I'm not going to explain what's in the birthday package. Either you get the shit or you don't. I'm not going to explain it. It's game. How about that? Something you don't have. So I don't need to explain it. Either you're going to get it or you don't get it. It's not, I don't care. Do what you want to do. Anyway, like I was saying to everybody else, for all you guys out here, it's very important to listen. What we'll do in September real quick is we have created a costume, okay, and I'm going to show you how to build it. I'm going to show you what to do. We're going to give you all the steps that you need, and then the last week of October, we're going to have you call in, and if you want to call in, we'll tell you where the costume parties are. If you want to hand out candy, we're going to show you how to pull women while you hand out candy. And if you're dealing with a woman, we're going to show you about the Sexoween invitation that nobody else has but us, and we will set you up. But all that begins in September. And why September? Because we want to give you an edge, okay? So here we go. Now, let's get into this, okay? Hold on a second. Quick question, Steve, for all my fellas in the chat room. How does someone don't have a house house play a Halloween game? Well, if you don't have a house, you have your bedroom. And if you don't have a bedroom, then get a hotel room if that's possible. But this is going to be for guys that have their shit together. You got to have your shit together to do this. If you ain't got your shit together, not going to help you. The girl that answered late when I crossed the line and her midnight answer was, shit, Daniel, is it too late for me to say yes? Daniel, send it with a message and say, I'm going to set this up one last time. And after this point, if you do not move forward, I'm going to move on. That's what you say to her. That's what you say to her, okay? Yeah, we can find in the UK and stuff like that. We'll try everything we can. But we got you guys. We got you. No one gets you like we got you. But let's start this, guys. Guys, this is exciting because when I was in the 10th grade, this is where I learned game, man. And let me tell you something, man. Oh, my goodness. Gentlemen, this started in June or May when all these women out here, okay, when all these women out here tossed their hats up in the air. They were high school girls. But as soon as those hats hit the goddamn floor, they became college girls. Women. Now, guys, I want you to follow me on this because you've got to understand where I'm coming from before we get to the solution to all this. I need you to understand where I'm coming from. For 18 or 19 or 20 years, whenever they decide to go to college, all their life, they have been told time to go in the house. They have been told what time they have to eat. They have had structures and they have had rules that have been set by their parents where they had to do what mom and dad wanted them to do all their life, gentlemen. They have technically been prisoners all their lives. And gentlemen, when they threw that hat up in the air and it dropped, it just didn't signify that they were college women. It also signified the one thing that we've got to discuss to give y'all understanding before we get into how we hunt. It gave them freedom. It gave them freedom. And remember, we had a soft opening in July because a lot of them have already moved away from home. A lot of them already established where they're at and all this other stuff. A lot of y'all guys missed out on July, but it's okay. It's okay. Because, gentlemen, we're going to explain why this is so beautiful. Now, as I told you guys before yesterday, they're all in high school. Let me explain these women in high school. All they've been dealing with immature boys that don't know how to talk to them, don't have any structure, don't know how to go after what they want, and all they do is piddle around and do the same old shit that these guys are going to carry into college. And let me tell you something. These women are sick of it. These women are looking to explore their sexuality, gentlemen. And let me explain the beauty of all this stuff that we're talking. We gotta break it down so y'all guys can understand what's happening with women. Because a lot of women out there who have insecurities, gentlemen, remember, a lot of women out here have tons of, and these young girls have tons of insecurities, number one. But also these women are going to an unfamiliar place called college. But it is at this place where they get to explore their sexuality. They get to push the pendulum of the cage that they have been held into in high school. No mom, no dad, no motherfucking rules. Ooh, wait. But say it again. No mom, no dad, no motherfucking rules. So that means that they are looking at stretching and spreading their wings. Some will do drugs. Some will drink a lot. Some will party a lot. But a lot of these women are ready to push the pendulum of sexuality that has held them back in high school. It is now is the time because these women out here are looking for someone to give them structure sexually because they see women, the thing that y'all have to understand, and we got time on this. Since they were young, women have always matured faster than boys, right? Because they're always pushing the pendulum because everything is tied into their self-worth and who they are. So even ones in 11th grade mess with 12th grade and college boys, and the ones in 12th grade mess with 12th graders and college boys and older men because they are tired of the immaturity. They want structure, they want leadership, and they will be willing to give their bodies to that person for structure and leadership because she is in unfamiliar territory now. Because where she is going at right now, she doesn't understand how things are, but her mind is so curious about exploring. These women now have left home. And now they want to go beyond and test sexuality. And this is why we win, because there's no judgments. There's no judgment here. Some women will explore bisexuality. Some women will explore just other women. Some women will explore older men. Some of these women will explore a little bit of everything. Some women will explore having two women and a guy. Some women will explore herself with two guys. Some women will try to be in a room full of everything and orgies. They want to keep it going. See, if you want to know that, get your bid, sir. Get your bid. You'll learn that. You get your bid because you'll learn that. Gentlemen, so what I'm saying to you guys is that this is the moment for you guys, all my dogs, to win. Because the one thing that they are ashamed of because of those red pill fuckers is that they're ashamed of being judged. But when they finally find a place of comfort, a place of non-judgment, they will be open to explore the boundaries that go beyond high school now. They're legal women. And they want, just like you guys out there, want to get their fuck on. Just like you guys. There's nothing different. Same thing, gentlemen. What I'm saying is, this is where you guys, all you guys listen to me, this is where we all have the advantage right here. Right here in this show, all you guys listen to me, you're going to get the advantage over everybody. Because the only ones that know this game are ones that are gamed up. All the college professors have this game. Older men know this game. And we are the only ones that have this game locked down. Listen to me. No mom. No dad. No rules. She can come home when she wants to come home. She can drink as much as she wants to drink. She can do drugs if she wants to. Gentlemen, I'm going to tell you the things that they're going to do. There are a lot of things that women are going to do. They're going to party a lot, gentlemen, okay? These girls are going to drink a lot. They're going to be in parties, drinking kegs. They're going to be doing a lot of things because they're looking to socialize. They're looking to fit in. But listen, guys, listen to me. Just because she's out partying doesn't mean she's going to fuck the people she's partying with. Remember, guys, all the things that these women are going to start doing is going to be in the dark on the back end. So I don't want you guys to get jealous or get upset if you see someone out there partying with a bunch of guys. That's just her letting her hair down, gentlemen, all right? Remember, this is a site where we do not judge women. We don't judge women at all. And not only do we not judge women, we want these women to have the freedom to have all the fun that they want, because after they get done with the fun, that's where the fucking starts, okay? That's where the fucking starts. So remember, they are going to party, but also they're going to do another thing. They're going to start spreading their wings and going beyond college life, and they're going to start to explore. Some of these women are going to, for the first time, realize that there's no professor and no teacher telling me when I have to go to class. I've got to go to class. No, listen, high school is over where there was structure. This is total freedom. If you're going to show up, you show up. But a lot of these women are going to miss out on campus. They're going to end up late and all this other stuff. So understand that. These are the same women that are going to party and have fun, okay? But a lot of these women are going to what? They're ready to let go of the chains of high school. Don't think these women out here don't listen to older women saying that once you get out of high school, you're going to run into some men that's going to really blow your fucking back out. You think,
well, hey, Rasha, can I kiss you? Is it okay if I kiss you?
All that shit is over with. All that shit is over with. She is looking to push the bound. Because, guys, all my dogs, listen to me. She's trying to fit in. She's trying to find her own her. Listen to what Uncle's saying. Listen. She's got no more daddy, no more mommy, no more rules. She's trying to figure out where she fits in the world now. She's trying to understand not only where I fit in with my emotions and how I feel, but what am I sexually? Do I know what I am? And gentlemen, they're going to explore. And listen, we are not here to judge. She's going to explore just like you guys are going to explore. You're going to party. You're going to sleep with several women. Some of you guys hopefully don't go into that bisexual shit. Some of you don't kiss other dudes. Well, it's not for you. But I'm saying they are. They're going to push the boundaries of what sex is, because now they're in unfamiliar territory, because now they're in a stopgap, because they're all by themselves, and they're this only this city and this campus that I'm by myself. I've got to have structure. I've got to figure things out. You know, I have mom and dad, but as soon as mom and dad hugged them and brought all their fucking packages to their thing and said goodbye, she was free. Free to say, I can study when I want to study. I want to fuck, I want to fuck. I want to party, I want to party. I want to drink, I want to drink. I want to do drugs, I'm going to do drugs. So don't think that they're not going to do this. I'm just giving you guys the whole perspective. Let me bring 850 in real quick. 850, sir, what's your question? How can I help you?
Yo, what's going on, Steve? I don't really have a question. I just wanted to give a testimonial to you guys, bro. You know, give y'all your flowers while y'all on Earth, bro. You guys have helped me change my life, bro. And I just really wanted to thank you, yo. Like, I literally just, like, finished a day just now that wildest sex I ever had, bro.
Oh, congratulations, sir. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah,
all
bro.
Right.
Like, yeah.
All right, we'll throw you back
yeah,
in. Thank
I
you, like... brother. All right, stand up, man. Thank you for the thing. All right, respect to you. Thank you. Let's continue. Outside of books, outside of drugs, outside of drinking, and outside of partying, they are very promiscuous. They are going to make out with some guys. They're going to make out with some girls. Guys, y'all know what a triple kiss is? A triple kiss that I experienced in 11th grade is when you and two women are coming together and y'all are kissing at the same time. A triple kiss. So she has her tongue in your mouth. She'll switch her tongue from her mouth to your mouth, your tongue from her mouth to the other one. So it's kind of like a triple. So what I'm saying is that they will have make-out sessions with guys, and they will have make-out sessions with women, and it will be carefree sex. Okay? As soon as they get to that college campus, and this is why we don't judge them, all of those inhibitions are, they go out the door. All of those inhibitions out the door. All those standards and values. See, they don't even know they should have them, but they are going out. There is no excuse. Listen, they are going to fuck. And that's why we love August. Because I'm showing all you guys that you have the advantage. All my man mindset dogs, all my meat peel community, all you guys, you are going to have the advantage. You are going to have the advantage. Because all the other guys that aren't meat peel community, they're just going to carry over the same behavior from high school, but we're not. All of their sexual inhibitions, all that stuff, everything that they want to do, they're going to be fucking. Why do you think their parents, before they take them and drop them off to college, bring them to the OBGYN or whatever and get their pills together? They get the diaphragms, they get the shot. They, mom and dad know what the fuck is about to go on. So they want to make sure that if they start to do what it is we are telling you they're going to do, that they are protecting, okay? Okay? Is my bid inviting a woman? You don't know what your bid is, so you don't even know what that is. So I don't know what you know. You don't know what a bid is until you get one, sir. So don't use a word that you don't understand. Yes, thank you, Mickey Mouse. Yes, thank you, Mickey Mouse. Because, gentlemen, always remember, these are the same girls that are still looking for their knight in shining armor in high school. But now that they've crossed into a new threshold, there is another level that they're looking for, and that is a man that can not only lead them, but give them structure. if you can lead them and give them structure, they're going to follow you because, hold on, 281, because there's no more games. I'm bringing 281. 281, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
You can hear me, bro?
Look, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
I was wondering what's ways you can improve your mouthpiece.
Well, first you got to get your bid, get coaching. That's how you do it. Okay? How old are you?
18.
Right, so that's your problem. You're looking for a quick flick, quick fix. But you understand this is why women going to fuck my guys, because you don't know what you're saying or what you're doing. You see what I'm saying? And until you become a student of the game, you're going to be the ones that they're going to hang out with you. They're going to party with you and fuck my Me Peel community guys, because they got their mouthpiece together. So you got to get your shit right, okay? Get coaching.
Yes,
get the products. Hey, young man.
Yeah. But also, like, I went out to clubs and shit like that because, you know, I live in that city where, like, that shit is a really popular thing.
What's your point?
And so, like, I went out and I was talking to girls. Like, when I go out there, I talk to women, usually be older women and shit like that. I try to spit game and shit like that. And then
wait. How can you spit something you don't have? Why do y'all guys use words wrong? You don't have any game. So what the fuck are you spitting? What are you spitting if you don't have you don't have game? So what is it that you're spitting, sir?
Shit.
My
words.
Point. Right. Fake, false words. Okay, we'll throw you back in. Anyway, let me get back to my guys. This is why they lose, because they think they actually spitting game. Here we go, gentlemen. As I was saying before to y'all guys out here, what's so beautiful about game is that these women have never met you motherfuckers. They've never encountered what it's like to be with an actual man. And the beautiful thing that is so great about college right now is that college is full of surface dwellers. This is going to be your advantage over all the people in college, over all the women, all the guys out there. This is going to be your advantage. Listen to what I'm saying. The advantage is going to be yours. Because why? What did I tell you before? College right now is full of freshmen, sophomore, and senior. Now remember, when I was in the 10th grade, I'm telling you, this is what got me the older chicks. Well, not because I was experienced with an older one, but I realized through my mentor, he showed me that you're going to stand out like a beacon of light, because just like the women that are coming into the college, you've got a lot of college guys coming from high school in the college who have limiting beliefs. They don't even have any idea who they are or what they want. They don't know what sex is. They think sex is what it is in college. They've got unrealistic expectations. Gentlemen, let me tell you how deep this is. I'm saying that it is so deep, gentlemen, that she can have that boyfriend and she will fuck you on the side and still keep that loser with her, because she doesn't want to let go of her high school boyfriend. But she knows that there is an end. Remember, gentlemen. Hold on a second. Let me see what the fuck NLF is asking. What are examples of structure if they mainly come to you for sex and don't want another chaperone? What do you mean? We're going to get into that. We'll get into that in the next hour. Just be fucking patient. Be patient. We'll get into that. I got to explain. Because that's y'all's problem. Y'all don't get structure and understanding the why. Gentlemen, the beautiful thing. Guys, roll your piece of paper. Get your piece of paper out. Get a piece of paper out. And all I want you to write is 5, 4, 3, 2, run vertically. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Do it vertically, please. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, please. And put a X or a circle between 1 and 2. X in a circle between 1 and 2. 850, what's your question, sir? How can I help you? What's up?
Yeah. So I'm wondering, like, how you position yourself, like, exactly to, you know, get these young. I'm not in college anymore, you know, and, I mean, like, I figured, hey, you know, something like this.
Sir, can you wait to the second hour and just pay attention? This is why you're fucking up,
okay.
Because you're not listening. You got to pay attention. We'll get
okay,
to that in the second hour, okay? All right, goodbye. Come on, man. Y'all see that right there, guys? This is why we win. Because these average guys are thirsty, desperate, needy, and clingy. And she doesn't want that. She wants a few things. She wants somebody that is cool enough to allow her to spread her wings, but also is cool enough to not be jealous and handcuff her. Because, gentlemen, do not cuff these women. Let her fly and float. Let her bring in other girlfriends. Now, I want y'all guys, 1 through 5, put an X on 1 and 2. An X on 1 and 2. Every woman who has been in high school, gentlemen, and all the women that now, again, some can start school at 19. They can start school at 20 or 21. It does not matter. They all come in. But what they all have in common is that they are dealing with average motherfuckers at level 2 and level 5. Average guys that don't know how to kiss. Average guys that don't know how to fuck. Average guys that beg for their time. Average guys that beg for attention. Average guys that kiss their ass. Average guys that just buy them shit. Average guys that are like a rug that they walk over. Listen to what I'm saying. This is what they're used to. So their mindset, gentlemen, their mindset is on 1 or 2. I want y'all to listen. So if their mindset is at 1 or 2, what do you think their defenses are lined at? See, just like I used to tell you guys before, now we're in a new season, that you guys see to your level. You don't think women see to the level of the guys that she's been around? So I want y'all to think about this. They only seek to level 1 and 2. So the defense mechanism that they have in front of them, the structure, okay, is that. Now, hold on, wait. Let me tell you something. Whoa, time out. Sir, I'm going to keep it a buck with you. If they don't want you to know they're married, in a relationship, living with somebody, or staying with somebody, you'll never know. So if you don't want to be in this, then escort your ass out. Because there are no rules now. Because a woman, a wife, a girlfriend, a roommate, someone that's dating a guy, all ones and twos. And if they want to fuck, they will. So they will not tell. You will never know. So I think this might not be for you, because I'm telling you, you'll never know. So maybe you might need to get out of this room, because you have just decapitated yourself, because nobody's going to tell. No, hey, listen, they're not going to share information with you. No, on this. Hey, it is straight Vegas rules on the college fucking campus. If she's got a boyfriend in another city, she ain't going to fucking tell you. If she's engaged to a motherfucker and he's up the street, she ain't going to tell you. So if you want to do this holier than thou shit, then go bye. This ain't for you. But for all my hunters, God damn it, thank you. Worried about shit. I can't, listen. Guys, I'm sorry. Guys, let me tell you, I'm sorry. I got to apologize to you. Let me tell you why I'm sorry. The reason why I'm sorry is because I want you to look at that chart from 1 to 5, and that's why I'm sorry. I'm sorry that when she meets you, because your mindset is above that 5, it's a 10, it's a 20, it's a 50, it's an 80, it's a 100. It's going to change the rules of how she thinks, because all she thought that her level of thinking was 1 or 2. Does not matter. Listen, she meets a guy, 1 or 2, that she thinks she's in love with, that she might be engaged with, that she fucking will get married or whatever the fuck she's going to do with that person. I'm sorry, when she meets you, she's going to say, you know what? I want to keep that guy, but I want to fuck you on the side. I'm sorry if they want to do that. I've got to apologize to you right now because I want to say sorry to all my dogs out there. She's going to be dating a motherfucking high school that she thinks I'm in love with this guy. And when she meets you, and because your thinking and ways that you move go beyond 1 or 2, she's got to have you. If all of her life she's been eating bologna sandwiches, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, cheese sandwiches. Thank you, 88 likes. And she has a steak for the first time. It changes the mindset because there is a okay, remember, guys, listen. There is a shift in her mind. Her perception and her reality, guys, look at the piece of paper. 1 and 2. That is her mindset. That is a reality, and that's what she thinks love is. She thinks this is as far as I can go because that's as far as I've ever went with anybody. Let me bring in 301 real quick. 301, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yo, what's good, Steve the Dean? I just wanted to tell y'all from DV and shit. You really helped me out, man. And, y'all niggas that watch it, y'all, this nigga is speaking real shit, yeah. But I just wanted to say that, and I'm going to keep watching.
All right, stand up, DMV. Appreciate you, brother. Stand up. Get your notes out. Guys, listen to me, because we're going to get into the reason. We're going to get into the hunting. But I got to get y'all to understand the buzzsaw, and I've got to apologize to you. Because she might want to leave her marriage. She might want to leave her man. She might want to leave her relationship. She might want to leave the guy she's moving out with. Or... she's just going to want to have you on the side for when she's having a bad day, she's going to call you to fuck. When she's arguing with that fucking loser, she's going to call you to fuck. When she is in her feelings and she wants to feel sexy, she's going to call you to fuck. And I got to apologize to you for what the fuck you're about to the buzzsaw. Because when you changed a shift in her reality, when a two, gentlemen, think about all her life she thought this is what relationships are, this is what a man is. And listen, guys, thinking that she is actually in control, listen to me. She has, listen, guys, listen to me. Let me show y'all, because it goes both ways. I was saving this, but she's the same way. I love this shit. All her fucking life, she thought she was the shit in high school. All her life, she just was dangling and just using these suckers because she was building off of a mindset of level 2 thinking, gentlemen. So what do you think the defense mechanisms are at? Level 2. And this is not just for the ones in college. This is for everybody that is, as you're getting into the world. It's everybody. It's all the women. This is the beauty of what I'm teaching all you guys that are fucking with me. It is not fair, it's over. But let me show y'all something that give you all an example. Give you an example of what your life is going to be like. Let me grab it to give you guys an example. What is it like? How does it feel? What it, man, guys, let me give you an example. Hold on, let me pull it up. Guys, when you change their world and you change their lives, they are going to really, let me open it up for you guys. I want to show you this because I want to show you what it's like when you change and shift their mind. Guys, we got to talk about the shift before we get into the hunt. Before we get into the hunt. But look at this right here. Let's read it. Thank you. No joke. It's been a little over a week, and you have no idea. Oh, my God. So you're so different ways. I've literally been replaying in my head what you said to me the other night and along a few other things that would have been motivating me so tough. I honestly feel like I've never been seen, though. Oh, wait, God. That's not. Guys, give me a second. Because when you're so cold at the game, you just got to take a step back because I don't think y'all understand what I'm saying to y'all. Hold on, dogs. All my MePill community. All my MePill community, guys. I had to take it down because we had to take a step back because I don't think y'all understand. This is going to be your life. Before I play it, let me say it again. Always remember, not only is she seen as a whore by the red pill communities, she's being seen as slutty. She's already judged. She's already hated by the guys in high school, but not the men. Play this again. Let's read it. Let's start it. Come on. Let's get to this point right here. I honestly feel like I've never been seen the way you see me. And now that's what I'm thinking about differently. Definitely not going to. I don't think y'all understand. Y'all think this is a joke. I know it's amazing. I know a lot of y'all guys say, wait a second. Can it really actually be? Can it really be like that? Can it really be like that? Okay. Can it really be like that? Can it really be that way? Guys, I'm telling you, listen, gentlemen, please. I've got to apologize to you guys now. Please. I'm sorry. Please. I apologize to you guys right now because you're going to get used for sex. I'm sorry. You're not going to use no more dinners, no more dates. She's going to call you for dick. She's going to call you to come over to fuck sometimes. She's going to call you over to use you to experiment you with her fucking roommate or a friend to see what it's like to fuck you and somebody else, and I just want to say, I'm sorry. I want to apologize to you guys because you are going, gentlemen, you understand the drug of you. When she gets a shot of your drug, she is going to want to be everything to you. But please listen to me. Let her free. Never cage her. Allow her to go to parties. Allow her to go on dates and hang out with other guys. Don't be mad. Don't be jealous. Allow her to expand her wings and then come back to you to suck your dick. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that she's going to fall in love with you. I'm sorry that she's going to buy you things. I'm sorry that she's going to submit to you. I'm sorry that she's going to bring other women to you. I want to apologize right now. I want to say I'm sorry because the pressure is going to be great because, gentlemen, we're getting close to sucker me season. It's right around the corner, and I know the pressure of other women wanting to spend time with you on Thanksgiving, other women that's going to want to spend time with you on Christmas. These women are going to want to spend time with you on Valentine's Day. These women are going to want to spend time with you on birthday, and I got to say I'm sorry. I've got to prepare you for this, and I'm not joking. You have to understand when a woman who has taken synthetic drugs all her life that just give her buzzes, and she meets you, the pussy will be loyal to you. She will have another guy or another bunch of guys. She will probably be a sugar mama, or she'll probably have an OnlyFans. But just because, see guys, hold on a second. I got to get deep. Hold on. Y'all ready for this? Hold on. We're getting deep real quick. Her money will come to you. No, you're not a pimp. But I'm telling you now, a lot of these women are going to hit thy pole. And a lot of these motherfucking women are going to strip and shake their motherfucking ass to get paid. A lot of these girls are going to go to OnlyFans or Fans Only. A lot of these girls will go to webcam sites. A lot of these girls are going to have sugar daddies that's going to fly them around the world, pay their rent, pay their bills. But let me tell you something. I'm sorry. They're going to fuck you for free. Because they're going to want to fuck the person that's not playing by the rules that she's used to. Listen to what I'm saying, guys. All my dogs, listen to what I am saying. She is not going to be loyal to the I do's. Her loyalty is going to be to the I am's. Oh, hold on. Wait. Come on. Let me check the phone lines. Hold on, guys. Let me check the phone line. Listen. My me pill dogs, listen. All my dogs, why am I so excited? Because now you're about to win. You're about to win in ways that you cannot fucking imagine. God, I love this shit. This is why I get excited, because you are about to change up the game, because while everybody's going to the right, we're fucking going left. And that reason is right motherfucking here. Just because they leave their parents' houses doesn't mean they don't have body images, relationship insecurities, age and weight insecurities. But what happens when you're that sexual, emotional roller coaster, the sexual unknown thing? Gentlemen, listen to me. Listen to what Unc is saying. The sexual unknown. That means at a level two, she, and listen, gentlemen, time out. Whoa, guys, let me also apologize to you. God damn, I almost forgot. I apologize for the dean's wife that might want to fuck you. The teacher's wife that might want to fuck you. The older women that might want to fuck you. The women that are older in relationships. I want to apologize because they're going to want to see what it's like to be with a motherfucker that has game. So I'm not just apologizing for the ones in college. I got to apologize for the ones that you meet at bars, clubs, bar mitzvahs. I got the ones where y'all go to those goddamn parties. I got to apologize, all that stuff, because they're everywhere. No, I've got to. No. I've got to apologize. It's very important because you guys out here must understand that what you guys are about to run into is a buzzsaw of women that are going to say, holy shit, who is this motherfucker? He is not like my ex. He is not like my boyfriend. He is not like the guy I'm dating. He's not like the guy I'm in a relationship with. He's not like the motherfucking guy I'm engaged to, living with, or married. And I, guys, let me tell you something. When I was in 11th grade, I was in Duval High School in the DMV, Mitchellville, Maryland, PG County. And one day I went to a place called Laurel, Maryland. There's a mall there. It was one. I don't know if it's still there. So I went to Laurel, Maryland, right? 11th grade. I ran into this older chick that was in the military. So I went and spit game at her and all this other shit. I didn't know how old she was. I think she was like 25, maybe 26 years old. I was spitting gas. I keep telling y'all, this is 11th grade. Put my beard in. We didn't have texting back then, but I was talking to her and not at her. And what she did to get away from all of her stuff, she rented a room in, where is it at? Virginia. What is the name of it? Fuck, is it, it's after Potomac Mills. What the fuck is it in Virginia? Fuck! It's after Potomac Mills. I forgot. But hey, let me tell you. She rented a room. God damn it, I forgot the name. Fuck, it's just blanking me into the where I was at in Virginia. It was on the outskirts of, right outside of Maryland, after Potomac Mills, Upper Marlboro. You keep going. Not Williamsburg. What is it? Wardoff, it starts with a W. Oh, I forgot. But anyway, let me tell y'all guys something. This 25-year-old woman who was in the military that I pulled, she got the hotel room, and all she wanted to do was just fuck and go back to her life. There are so many times. Oh, Woodbridge. Sorry, there you go. Woodbridge, Virginia. God, I knew it was a W. Woodbridge, Virginia. She rented a room in Woodbridge. There you go. Thank you, Jay. Woodbridge, not Williamsburg. Woodbridge. Thank you, Jay. Airborne Jay. You know what I'm talking about. Hey, Woodbridge. Yes, yes. She rented a hotel, a room or whatever in Woodbridge and fucked the shit out of me and fucked all night. We fucked all day. She went back to her way. When I was in 11th grade, I met another college woman that was, and she went to school in Hampton. If y'all guys know about Maryland or Virginia, she went to Hampton. Just like in the 12th grade when I fucked my guidance counselor's daughter who was chaperoning our, she was chaperoning our prom. Remember, guys, I told you I was fucking so much, I never fucked at the prom. So my prom, I went to King's Dominion. Well, everyone was fucking that day. I went to King's Dominion, but when I got back, I hooked up with her. We were in out Silver Spring, Wheaton Plaza. It is a mall called Wheaton Plaza Mall. So I drove in the parking lot and man, all that shit. So all my DMV motherfuckers out here, stand up. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But what I'm saying to you guys that are listening to me right now is that it didn't take high school for me to get older women. Nor does it take you right now not to, you can, listen, legal all the way up, you guys out there can hold this shit down because you are going to change perspectives. The reason that older chick fucked me because she wasn't used to someone my age talking that shit. And you know what she tried to say to me? She, you know, like got ready for this shit. I don't. You know what? You so young. You still in high school. You younger than me. You know what I said? You know what? And I looked her dead in her eyes. And I said, listen, last thing I want to do is waste my time or your time. So if you are about excuses, then I'm going to go ahead and leave you alone because I want a woman that knows what she wants. And that shit threw her the fuck off because I was the first young motherfucker or the first person to be able to let her know what the fuck is. Bird, okay, Bird, let me help you out, Bird. Bird, let me help you out. You're fucking up, Bird. Okay, let me show you something. I'm going to show you where you went wrong. I'm going to show you something, Bird, because we got to continue this. There is you've already failed strike one in your first statement and sentence. That's strike one. You're talking about hot girls, so you are worshiping women. Strike one. How do I approach second dates? How do I wait? Do I wait three? All three? There's no such thing as high inch. What you have got to listen. We've got to start doing. I'll start this because nobody else is talking about it. We've got to start doing a mannerism. We've got to stop doing a mannerism to get you guys to stop talking like females by listening to female guys on the internet. The power of man compels you. The power of man compels you. The fuck do you mean hot girls and three high interest? What the fuck does that mean? That's how men don't talk that way. The power of man compels you. And stop. That's a lie. Airborne, hold on, brother. Stop. Don't say that shit. You're new here. Facial hair is an I do. It's not an I am. This place is for single-minded men that are looking to learn their I am and stop trying to hide behind an I do. You don't need your facial hair or anything like that. You don't pass them, you correct them. The first time you get a shit test, sir, is correction. And allow me to help you with correction before we continue this ism that I'm spitting to all my motherfucking Me Pill community guys. You must correct her when she shit tests you, sir. And get your phone together so I can show you how correct a woman that needs correction instructions. If she is giving you a shit test, this is what you got to say to her. I am different from any other man you've ever seen or met or talked to. I am, and I create my own universe, and I have complete control over everything in my universe because it's full of positivity, growth, and great energy. Take a photo of this shit. This is how you handle, gentlemen, shit tests. Number two, where is it at? And number two, I enjoy the hell out of every moment and every day that I wake up, and I'm very, very selective in who I allow inside my universe because I will not allow anything or anyone to ruin what I've created. Do you understand me? A shit test is when a woman tests and bites the gold, gentlemen. Real quick, I'll answer that real quick. A shit test is when a woman tries to see if you're actually about what you say you're about. So they're going to see what the fuck they can get away with, and we don't do that. So now let's get into how we conquer. It's the man mindset. I'm the Dean, and don't forget, guys, I got to tell you, make sure y'all get your lost and found boxes and put them motherfuckers in your apartment. Because now, guys, now y'all hope you understand the whys, because now we're going to get into the hunt. Now that I explained it for a whole hour, now you're going to see why we win. Now let's get it to the other side. I'm the Dean. It's the man mindset. Be back in a fucking 30 seconds.
What up, though? It's your boy, Paige Kennedy. You already know what it is. And you're listening to themanmindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
What's up? This is T.O. And you're listening to themanmindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
This is the Shark Damon John, and you're listening to themanmindset.com. Dating help for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
Oh, my God. Get your crayons out. It's time. Crayons, man. Get your crayons out. Call in. We got you. Let's get it. Gentlemen, all my dogs out here, all the guys that are new and all my guys out here, my job is to, ooh, that's not my job. Wait a second, hold on. Oh, that's not my job either. Wait, sorry, guys. My job, hit the wrong button. My job, I got two jobs. Because let me explain some what these women are looking for. Let me explain what these women are looking for. They have a female warrior, and they're going to look for a sucker that's going to fund their lifestyle, their rent, their bills, their shoes, their purses. They're going to look for that sucker. They're going to look for that guy that's in his fucking feelings that they can control. They're going to look for that guy that's going to fix shit. They're going to be looking for that guy that's going to be her gay best friend. The guy she's going to talk to about you to, the guy that's going to fix shit, and that sucker that she could cry and she going to hang out and play games, hanging out with other people. That's number one, what she's going to be looking for. But number two, she's going to be looking for you. Gentlemen, she's going to be looking for you out there. All my dogs out there, listen to me. See, the thing that we do here that is different from everybody else, all my Me Pill community dogs stand up on this. The thing that we do, no matter where you at or where you are around the world, gentlemen, the thing that we do and the thing that we stand on that most guys cannot stand on, gentlemen, and this is going to be the number one reason that we are showing you why you are going to win and why you're going to change the game and why she's going to be into you and why she's going to want to have sex with you and why she's going to fall in love with you and why she's going to use you for sex is because you are the first individual she has ever met that has created his own world, his own mind, his own universe. For the first fucking time in her life, gentlemen, this is what separates. She's never met a man who stands on his name, stands on his fingerprint, has a way of doing things, and that is conquering. Thank you, 131 likes. She's never met you before. And the reason why she hasn't met you before, because she's never met someone to tap into the pussy between her ears where the lust, her dirty side, her nasty side, her freaky side, her want to try you and let's bring my girlfriend inside, the her let's do all this nasty thing. You are about to unlock something in her that she has no choice but to submit herself to you because she knows that whatever the two of you guys are going to do, you are not going to talk about it. You're not going to bring it up. You're not going to ask questions. You're just going to do it and move. Why? Because you're going to have a new mentality, gentlemen. See, the beautiful thing about being a single-minded free thinker, the beautiful thing about being in the Me Pill community is that we do not focus on the fucking past. We do not focus on the fucking present, and we don't even focus on the fucking picture. We focus on it all. We focus on the big picture, the overall strategic motherfucking conquering plan to implement strategies to position ourselves, to show her why she should fuck you. We don't take them out to fucking dinner. We don't take them out on dates. That's not our job. That's their job. Remember, write this down. the I do's job. Write it down, crayon time, all my dogs. Crayon time. He has a job, the I do, and you stay out of his way. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen, I'm serious. Stay out of his way. He's got one job and one job only. His job is to pay for shit. His job is to pay for dates. His job is to cupcake her. His job is to pay rent. Do not get in his way. Do not get into the I do's way. His job is to take her out to eat on the corner of he's a loser and the friend zone. That is his job. Don't fucking mess up the Serengeti, the rules, the ecosystem. Do not fuck it up. That is his job. His job is to take her on the corner of no booty. Let's hang out. He buys the dinner. He buys the drinks. Do not be jealous of him. He is single. His single mind is only one thing is sex, and that's where he goes wrong. Guys, y'all call in. Lines are open. We are breaking game down like never before. Nobody talks about this game the way we are breaking it down, so listen to me. Always remember, there are things that's going to give you guys advantages over all the guys out there. Because these lazy, shiftless, thirsty motherfuckers, they only focus on the here and now. Where we, gentlemen, focus on the overall end game. These guys coming into college, these women know that these guys have short-term thinking. They know that these guys only have one thought, and that is, how can I trick her into sex? Desperate, needy, thirsty. They're too busy trying to collect information by going on YouTube and just bird watch. They focus on, well, hopefully I can get here and get there and get this and all this other shit. They avoid conflict at all rides. They run away from when she gets mad and when she gets upset. But let me tell you guys, this is why the fuck we win. And this is why we are what we are. Because, gentlemen, we focus on the end game, and that is fucking submission, where she submits her mouth and her body to you. We focus on all of our ideas to put ourselves in a position to show her why us instead of not him. We gain insight not on the outside's information, but we gain insight on our own mindsets and our own information to set ourselves apart from everybody else. We scan the horizon. We just don't look at what's in front of us. We scan all the possibility moves. We look at all the angles. We look at all the moves, and we act decisively. These guys are always in the coulda, woulda, shoulda. We are in the I am. I am a bad motherfucker. I am great. I am going to flip your world outside down. I am going to fuck you and make you submit to me. I am not an I do. I am. And that is what they are not used to. Stand up, my me pill community. Soak in this ism. I am telling you, you are all things and they're not ready for you. Because the way we got to do it, and the way we got to see it, is that you already have the plan in place before you walk out your door. Gentlemen, 139 likes, thank you. Gentlemen, think. In her whole life, what man do you know has the ice cubes made of diamonds? Do you think she's ever met a motherfucker that has diamond ice cubes? Do you think she's ever met a man that has diamond ice cubes, gentlemen? Think of what I'm saying. Has she ever met a man that is going to have wine in his college room or his motherfucking apartment where he sets up when she comes in all the nudity? And it's not nudity, it's sensually, because what you're saying to the woman is that I understand you. And the reason why I understand you, because I know women so well. So when you come in here, you don't have to worry about me judging you, because this photo signifies what kind of man I am, because I know all your life you've been dealing with people thinking and judging you and fucking talking shit about you. But here with me, you don't have to worry about that, guys. This is how we win. This is how we win. Timothy asked a question. I got a date set up with a woman to get ice cream for next week, Wednesday. What should I do between the date? Well, Timothy, you should learn some game or get coaching from me, because now is the time to move her to change the date from ice cream to kissing and hugging. Now is the time to go ahead and attack the mindset to show her why you. This is where the Conversation 1 classes come in. This is where the flirt the fuck comes in at. This is where the texting toolkit comes at. This is where the types of women comes at. This is how you, the kissing 101, the making out, the fucking, all these things come into play, because as you talk to her, this is where you hit it from land, sea, air, and space. This is where you show her the wine above your bed, the color light, and all that. This is where you show her you're the guy. SID, I think you're in the wrong room. We don't talk about bitch shit over here. We're men. So I'd ask you, please, respect the room and don't talk about any bitch shit. But as I'm saying to you guys out here, y'all got questions, go ahead and listen. As a man, she's not used to us. She's not used to an individual who's looking for a certain desired outcome that goes beyond sex, that goes beyond sex. You see, gentlemen, she's going to be bombarded, and this is the win. Listen. She's going to be bombarded by older men trying to get at her. If she's dancing on the pole, she's going to be bombarded by those guys. She's going to be bombarded by these young men that don't know what the fuck they're doing. So everybody's going to try to push up on her. But when she meets us, she is going to be, has going to be a shift, because we're going to force her to put herself in action, to, because she's going to be drawn into us. Remember, gentlemen, the important thing to understand right here, as I'm trying to tell you, is that as you are interacting with women, this is very important in the game. Every interaction that you have and what you got to do is got to put yourself in a position, gentlemen, to not play it safe, but to push the pendulum of how you talk and change and shift her perception. Now, gentlemen, you must remember, the average guy, like I was telling you, is not going to push the pendulum, because in his eyes, he thinks she's beautiful, she's important, she's special, and all these other things. Where that's where they go wrong, gentlemen, listen, where they go wrong is where we go right. Because once we can shift their thinking, remember, no judgments, emotional benefits, and trust creates behavior modification to where she is going to want to fuck you. There will be a shift in her behavior. Remember, her behavior is in line with the average guy, okay? That's where the problem is, the average guy. But what they don't understand about us, we are beyond average. So we don't play by the rules of average guys, which forces her to be more than average. Let me check the phone lines real quick. 980, I'll bring you in 1 second, 980. Give me 1 second. Steve, would I approach a woman with a, you goddamn right, yes. Hold on, 980. Caller. Listen to Unc. When I was in the DMV, I used to work at Red Lobster off of Annapolis Road, and I think 450 where it comes together off of 95. There's a Red Lobster right there. I was a busboy in the 11th grade, and I would pay the waiters. Whenever you see a woman, I don't give a fuck if she's with her family, just let me know. As I was a dishwasher and a busboy. So as soon as I learned what, I would take my fucking cake-ass apron off, and I would go right to her mother or her father, who was ever at the head of the table, and I don't give a fuck. I had to wait short. Now, look, if she had a boyfriend, she'll be sitting next to him. But sometimes the women go out in groups. Sometimes they go out with their mom. So you got to know. You'll know. What I'm saying is my bid is one way, one thought, and that's the same way. Even when I was young, that I will introduce myself to the parent and ask if it's okay if I have a moment with their daughter. And because I'm so pleasant and courteous, they allow me to bite her fucking neck, take her up the tree, and separate her from the herd. So what do you mean? You approach the same way if it's her mother, her girlfriends, or fucking five or six animals, goddammit. It's the same way. One way, one thought, one mind. 980, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve, I have a question. I wanted to know what exactly is this whole Monopoly board about? And when I say Monopoly board, I mean the inner relationship with yourself. How do you maximize your potential? And I wanted to know how to go deeper than just, not even just sex, but deeper than self-love. Like,
I'll show you easily. I'm going to show you two things at your core to answer your question very easily. You are two things that you're at your core at, and that is numbers and letters. That's at your core. So let me ask you a question, the depth of the board. Let's take your letters first. You first learned your alphabet, which is level one. And then you learn this thing called phonics is level two. You learn how to the sound of the letter. Level three was learning how to put two letters together to form a word. Level four was putting those words together to form a sentence. Level five was putting those sentences together to learn a paragraph. Level six was taking those paragraphs to learn a page. Level seven was taking that page to create a chapter. Level eight was taking that chapter to create a book. Now let's take your numbers. You learned your numbers. And then after you learned your numbers, you learned how to add the numbers, subtract the numbers, multiply the numbers, divide the numbers, fractions, decimals, until you maybe stopped at algebra or geometry. There lies your answer to your question. That's the depth of game. Does that make any sense now, sir?
It does. So I wanted to also see, is there like an extra thing behind everything? Like, is there...
There's always a door behind the door. Right. And the door that you don't know yet is there because you have not evolved yourself to go past you today. You are not you today, tomorrow, but you don't understand that yet until you become a student. So, yeah, there is a door behind the door, but you don't even know what you don't know. Because all you know is the level of your thinking until you become a student of the game. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Is there another question?
Okay, so would you say pattern recognition or just, when I say pattern recognition.
What do you mean pattern? Wait, when you say pattern, what the fuck is that? What is a pattern recognition? What is that?
Like a like a scenario. Like, I don't know if you've watched Inception, but I remember when they...
I need you to do something. Get a piece of paper out. Get a piece of paper out.
Right.
Draw a circle in the middle of the paper.
Okay.
And put I am in the middle of that piece of paper. And outside that piece of paper, put I do.
I do.
Right. So if you're thinking about a scenario, is that an I am or is that an I do?
Thinking about a scenario, then I am thinking. So I
No. Just because you're thinking about it doesn't mean, because you can think about putting on clothes to impress a woman. It's an I do.
Right.
You're saying you're looking at a scenario. Give me the example of the scenario.
Okay, so I watched Inception. I watched a TikTok talking about Inception last night, and I wanted to – it put me in a position to think about what I did last night, which was kind of – I fumbled. I fumbled the ball with the lady I was talking to. We were smoking outside.
Wait. Stop. There's where your first fucking mistake is, young man. Why do you think that? Why do you think what you told me is a lie, a mistake, and a failure on your part?
Is it open? I don't know.
I
don't know.
Because you're looking at the last domino.
And that's where
you fail. Why the fuck do I look at the last domino when the domino doesn't fucking define me? But tell me, how did you fumble? Let me hear how you fumbled. How did you fumble the ball?
I tried to microwave the moment instead of letting it preheat.
How? I mean, give me how. I can't read your mind. How did you fumble, young man? How did you fumble?
Yeah. All right, so we were outside, and we were talking. We ended up having decent conversation.
Stop. I'm going to be trying to help you. Talking about what, sir?
We were talking mostly about music, Isley Brothers, and
all
types of things.
Wait. Let me show you game. I'm about to show you some game real quick. So tell me something she said that pertains to music.
I can't. I guess it would be more so about a show. We talked about The Walking Dead. She said she loves The Walking Dead.
We ain't talking about Walking Dead. We're talking about the Isley Brothers, but I'll use The Walking Dead in a second. So what did y'all talk about when it came to music?
She asked me, is this something I listen to on the normal basis?
Okay, what was your reply?
I said I love soul.
All right, stop. Okay, now let me tell you why you failed. Now listen. How long have you been listening to me for?
Maybe about 4 or 5 months.
Then you're not really listening to me because you really fucked it up. If you were really actually listening to me, you wouldn't have said that shit you said. Now, have you seen Eddie Murphy's 1,000 Words, yes or no?
No.
I need you to write that down because even though this movie came out later on in life, it was part of the game that I learned that you never waste words, sir, okay? I'm going to connect this. You never waste words. Everything that you say should lead her somewhere other than where she wants you to go. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Mm.
So you said she asked you about music. What did she ask you again?
She asked me, do I listen to the Isley Brothers on a regular basis?
All right, and what did you say?
I said, I love my soul music.
All right, stop right there. Now, let me show you if you had game and you was really a student. I would have went, my scribe would have went and pulled out the file. Okay, Steve, do you listen to Isley Brothers or music like that? And you know what I would have said? Not only do I love listening to music like that, but it's nothing like listening to music like that when you're near a woman looking in her fucking eyes and whispering in her ear how sexy she looks, how nice her body is, and how I'm going to take my time to undress her to the rhythm of the beat of the song. And it is something I hopefully you will be able to experience if you're lucky enough to hold my attention. Who do you think is more powerful right now in what you said versus what came off the top of my damn dome, sir?
Steve, it sounds like you exponentially grew the situation to position yourself to...
Exactly. But let's go Walking Dead. I love the Walking Dead. Matter of fact, I got Negan's bat in my apartment. I'm just saying, if I was you. And you know what I loved about Negan? Negan was a guy that went even though he had his own wives and he went, but he was a guy I loved the most because he was the most honest. And when I think about The Walking Dead, I think about how Negan goes after what I want. And if I think about this situation with you, we're in a Walking Dead because I understand that all you've been seeing are zombie guys walking around either judging you or wasting your time. But when you're with me, and if I was Negan in this, not only would I have you at my place one of these days where we can role play a zombie movie where you can be the Negan woman and I'll be the zombie, but instead of eating your neck, I'm going to go down and eat your pussy. What do you think right there, son? Do you see how I'm leading her? Do you see how I'm not wasting words? Do you see that?
Okay, so where did you feel like your core words came from, your core sentences?
It came from me. I created this.
Right.
When you learn game from me, I'm teaching you that everything a woman says, I'm going to use that shit to benefit me. And I'm going to move her where the fuck I want her to go by just taking what she says and using it to show her I don't want to be your fucking friend. You goddamn right I love music. Here's one off the other top of the head. You know why I love music? Because the thing I love about music and the Ozzy Brothers is that they set the tone. Now, right now, we just knowing each other. We're kind of sparring right now. But you know what I love about the tone of the Ozzy Brothers? It's because there's nothing like the tone of looking at a woman and whispering shit in her ear. There's nothing like the tone of having her at my place, twirling around, put my arm around her, and kiss her on the side of her cheek. There's nothing like the tone of slowly undressing her. There's nothing like the tone of having her in the shower as the water hits her body, just like the tone of the suds when you're in the shower, how they drip off of your body and they take their own form in their own way to create a tone on your body. That's what I love about it. You see what I'm saying, dog? I am not wasting a fucking word. You see what I'm saying, dog?
Actually, Steve, I don't just see what you're saying. I can envision what you're saying. Last night, I realized
that. Yes, sir. So if you can envision it, she can envision it because she's never heard anybody talk to her like that. Matter of fact, let me keep going with another one. You know the other tone that I love the most? Let me show you something, girl. Let me show you something I have on top above my bed. Let me show you. I'm just showing you guys. I'll show you the tone right here. Baby, let me show you what I have above my bed. Where the fuck are you at? Baby, look, you see this above my bed? Let me say this to you. You want to know why I have this above my bed? Because just like you mentioned the Isley Brothers, this is why I have it above my bed. Because you know what? When I'm listening to the Isley Brothers, this is why I have wine above my bed. Because when I am with a woman and we are in the tone and slowing it down to the music and in a rhythm, and we're locking not only bodies but minds, mixing and melting, I don't want to break the tone by stopping and getting some wine. I want to take the tone to up the tone by reaching up and getting your favorite wine and pouring a little bit in your glass and allowing you to taste it. So not only can I taste it off of your lips, but then I want to set a new tone by taking that wine and pouring a little bit on your stomach to see if there's a difference between it being in the wine versus your lips versus your stomach. See, if you were that woman, wouldn't you love for me to do something? You see what I'm saying, caller? You see how I'm using tone and everything I'm doing, brother?
So let me ask you this. I was recently by the pool, and I had – let me get to the question. If I'm at the pool and I see a couple of older ladies, do you think – so the best thing to do would be to – talk to them, and they had drinks, by the way.
So
hello, ladies. How you doing? Let me introduce myself to you. How you doing? I know y'all ladies are busy. My name is Steve. What's your, how you doing, A? Oh, how you doing, B? How you doing, C? How you doing, D? Well, ladies, I know y'all over here drinking. Allow me to take a moment. Excuse me, D. If you have a moment, I'd love to talk to you for a second, please. Okay, we'll be right back. D, listen to me. I know you're busy with your friends and all that, and I don't want to waste too much of your time, but the reason why I came over here is because I'd love to get to know you in a more intimate way. My name is Steve, and your name is? Well, how you doing? Listen. Why don't we go ahead and do this? Why don't you go ahead and take my number down and go ahead back to your friends where you get the opportunity to give me a call, because I love to take you out sometime and see what's behind that smile, okay? It's very nice meeting you. Hey, A, B, C, and F, it was nice meeting you, ladies. Hey, D, get at me. All right, ladies, you take care, and I shall floateth the fuck off. Do you see what I'm saying, dog?
Yeah. Anything else is a waste of time, energy, words.
Yeah, because I'm not wasting words. We cannot. We've got to stop wasting our words. We've got to get to the fucking point and move that shit. You see what I'm saying, young man?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So when it comes to breaking down everything, am I using certain words? And I don't mean to sound like,
hey, give me an example. What am I breaking down? Give me an example. Come on. Throw it. I'm blind.
Okay.
Just, hey, give me, what am I breaking down?
Okay, so
wait,
when I heard
wait,
you
wait,
speak.
Wait, I got one. Wait. You mean, I bet you got one. Breaking down if you want a relationship with me or what are you looking for? Is that something that you want to break down?
What are you looking for? That's perfect. What are you looking for?
Well, let me tell you something, sexy. Perfectly honest with you. I don't know what I want from you, because here's the truth. I don't know you well enough to even say that. But you do know that I'm seeing other women, and you're not the only woman. But why do you want to talk to me? Because I can, and I go for what I want. But please understand this, is that, yes, you got my curiosity, and yes, you're starting to get my attention. But what I'm trying to figure out is that, are you worth my time? Are you worth my respect? And that's what I'm trying to find out. And only way I can find out is I love for you to accompany me to either lake, spread your ass cheeks, where we can go ahead and feed the ducks. I would love to take you to the corner of your face in a pillow and your ass up in the air, so we can go ahead. Oh, I said dick on the forehead. The corner of your face in the pillow, your ass up in the air, just so we can spend some time. Because you know what? My whole thing is, I'm not here to lie to you. I'd rather be honest. I'd rather lose you than lying to you or manipulating you. I'm not here to lie to you. I'm not here to manipulate you. What you see is what you get. But the honest thing is this. I don't know what I want, because I don't know you yet. And that's why we're here right now, because I'm trying to see if your character matches your looks. Yes, your looks got my curiosity, but what is behind that smile is going to get my attention. And that's why I'm trying to see what's there. You see what I'm saying, caller?
First,
is that not?
I have one last question.
Sure, absolutely. Go ahead, brother.
Okay, so how do you expand your awareness when you're in a new situation of game? How do you expand your awareness of game when you're in a
because
new situation?
Because my awareness is my awareness is already expanded by creating my world and my universe before I walk out that door. So what do you mean? What? Give me an example. I'm lost. What do you mean expanding? What do you mean?
Okay, so when I say expanding, I mean I've never thought of this situation happening before. How do I? I guess it's just program.
How do you what? Listen, I'm finished. Go ahead. How do you what?
No, I mean, essentially, I just wanted to know, like, you know, is the program the same? Or, but it sounds like it is from what I...
Wait. Let me ask you a question. Is it the letter, the first alphabet? Is the letter the first letter of the first alphabet? So has the letter A been the letter A in 1465? Has it been the first alphabet?
Yep.
Has the letter A been the letter A in 1930?
Okay.
Has the letter A been the letter A in the summer, the winter, the spring, the fall? Has the letter A been the letter A when it's raining or fucking snowing? So one thought, one mind, one way. Why the fuck do I have to change who I am when I create worlds in my mind for a surface-dwelling woman who has dealt with nothing but surface dwellers? Why would I whittle my fucking self down to fit her? She's got to bring her fucking self up to match up with my motherfucking ass. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's less about that. For me, it's like,
how do I just bring a new self out of me each day? That's to me
you
is what I'm trying to get.
You can't bring your old. You need a mentor. See, here's the problem.
Okay.
You only seep to the level of your thinking. When I was nine years old, before I got in the game, I only saw things through the level of my mind, the level of my thinking. When I got my mentor, he showed me that my level of thinking was wrong. I'm limitless. He showed me how to open my own door. He showed me how to tear down the forest, how to put the concrete in the forest to build the neighborhoods, to build the streets, to build the houses, to build all my buildings that do one thing and one thing only, that make me a better man to me. Fuck everybody else. I don't care about anybody else. My concern is being about me.
All right.
But you can't see you because you are being controlled by him. And who him is it's your mind.
Yeah.
That is telling you you're not good enough. It's your mind telling you to slow down and beat around the fucking bush and come from the left and come from the right. It's your mind saying, just tell her what she wants to hear versus what she wants to know, because your mind doesn't want you to win, my brother. Do you see what I'm saying? Does that make any sense?
It does. It definitely opens some things up. I just wanted to know, you know, when's the best time and best way to go about, you know, getting some coaching with you.
You tell me. Remember, you're king. Remember, the one thing about the MePill community, my brother, I don't tell you how to think. I teach you to think for yourself. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You tell me you're king, you're emperor. You don't have to ask. See, the problem is you're too busy asking instead of saying what the fuck you want to do, right?
I want coaching, so I'm tapping in within
this. No. Here's the thing. I want to be a pirate. We both fail. The game isn't about what the fuck you think. Your behavior must be in line with the thought. So it's not about I want to get coaching. It's I'm going to get on, type this up, hit that button, get coaching. That's when you want to do it. See, everybody always says they want to do shit, but that's the fucking fuck up, because the behavior isn't lined up with what they want to do. Does that make any sense?
So when the behavior isn't lined up, is that a form of self-sabotage?
Right, because what is the mind telling you? Okay, when you say you want to do something and you do not do it, that's called a fantasy or a daydream. But when you say you want to do something and you do the something, let me explain how I learned this lesson. I was 9 years old. My mentor, we kept bugging him to teach us game, right? So he pulled us all in the courtyard and he asked us who wants money. And all of us little fucking kids raised our hand, right? Because that's what we want. That was a thought, right? But then when he threw out nickels, pennies, and dimes, there was a few of us that went down to grab that money, right? And the majority of motherfucking kids were laughing at us. They're laughing at us. And you know what my mentor said? All you motherfuckers standing up, get the fuck out of my face. Because I asked you what you wanted, and you said you wanted money. But see, your I do was thinking $5, $1, $10, $20, $50, $100. But when the pennies, dimes, and nickels are penny, dime, and nickel more than you have in your bank account.
Right.
So you said you wanted it, so your behavior, when the opportunity, when the money hit the concrete, that was the opportunity. Do you actually want money? And if you actually wanted money, when the money was dropped, no matter if it was a penny, nickel, or dime, that's still considered money. If you ain't down there getting that fucking money, the fuck out of my face because you're not teachable. That's why, caller, when they listen to me, do you have your puzzle pieces, caller?
I've just been scribing. I actually don't have my puzzle pieces right now.
Okay, listen. You said you've been listening to me for over 5 months, right? Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going to say to you, this is not, I'm going to tell you why I'm not the right guy for you. See, let me show, I'm going to tell you. Because, see, the thing is that I don't want students who ain't really wanting to learn game. Every show I do, sir, even 5 months ago, told you the first thing I say is get off your lazy fucking ass and get your 100-piece puzzle set so you can start the process of learning game. And you didn't do it. So don't be mad. This just ain't for you. You can't be a student. Now, if you want to do it, do it. But I'm telling you, I wouldn't waste my time here because you don't want to learn game. Because if you wanted to learn game, you would have got off your lazy ass 5 months ago. You would have went to the store and got your puzzle pieces. But you didn't do it because your behavior wasn't in line with your thoughts. You see what I'm saying, man?
So sabotage. All right.
Well, no, it wasn't. No. Wait, talk about. It's not self-sabotage. It's just a choice you made. You didn't sabotage yourself. You chose. See, you like the kids when I was 9. I don't need any fucking puzzles. Why do I need to get puzzles? I'm smarter than that. DA talking to me. I don't need to get puzzles. And that is why I always say that, to put those to the test. Because my mentor put me to the test. So you don't think I'm going to put you guys to the test? And you've been listening to me for 5 months. And I have told you for 5 fucking months what to do. And you said, fuck you, Steve. I ain't doing it. And I'm not mad at you, but I'm just saying that you can do what you want to do. I'm just being honest with you and showing you why you aren't a student. You can try if you want. It's up to you. But at least I'm being honest with you. Because a lot of these motherfuckers won't be honest with you. Because being a student and learning shit that I know, you hear how fast my mind is? You see how fast I come up with all that shit? It's because that 9-year-old motherfucker was doing the puzzle pieces at 9 years old, which you see now was started off with the puzzle pieces. Because the puzzle pieces showed me how to communicate with myself. The one thing that they don't teach you. But, and you don't have to do it, and you didn't do it, and I'm mad, but what I'm saying is that how do you lie and say you want to learn game, but the opportunity is there to begin the process, and you don't take it, sir?
Sometimes, all right, so Steve,
give me the excuses. Come on, give me the excuses. I'm right. Go ahead. Give me the excuses.
I envision a campfire sometimes, and I see two of me, right? And
I don't give a fuck if you envision you a Bigfoot and a goddamn Loch Ness Monster. What does that I do got to do with your fucking I am?
That's the thing. That's what – okay.
All right, watch this. You see how cold my mind is? You see how fast I can fucking come up with words and stuff?
Yeah.
Because I started with those fucking puzzle pieces to communicate with myself, then to communicate my scribe, my marketing team, my blacksmith, my fucking culinary school, my government, do you see how that connects? Everything connects. But
so
yet
you
didn't want to do it.
Is it fair to say that communicating with yourself on a surface level is just not it? Is it too?
I am. You're communicating with your mind. What? Wait, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
What is 2 + 2?
4.
So who do you think you communicated with first, me or yourself?
I felt like I asked my brain.
You did, and your brain gave you the fucking answer, and in a split second you told me. Do you see how that works? You knew what 4 was because you studied 4. You added it up. So when I asked you, you said, what is 2 plus 2, 4? And you said it within a second. Do you see how that works? That's game. That's why numbers and letters are at your core. Because you're always communicating with yourself when it comes to letters and numbers. I didn't ask you what 2 plus 2 is. You were like, hold on, let me go to the high school. Let me open the door. Let me grab my car keys. Let me get in my car. Let me drive to the fucking school and ask Miss Crabtree what 2 plus 2 is. Did you do that? Or did you come up with it yourself because you studied it yourself, because you communicated with yourself? What do you think?
Okay. All right. So.
Do you understand where I'm coming from? I'm saying your core. Right. So what's the problem? Those are the only two things. You don't have a core as a man because you're not – you communicated with yourself in kindergarten because you want to know why? There were no girls around. So you were all about you. That's why you're proficient in your numbers. That's why you're proficient in your alphabets, because at that point in your life, you weren't thinking about fucking girls. You were thinking about, I got to get my numbers and alphabet together, right? That's why it's stuck in your core. But as soon as you started seeing girls, yes.
Can I ask you, was it more important to you to have the core of a student or to have the core of a man when you were about 9 to 15, just that age range, but right before you're actually really set in your ways?
Well, here's your problem. Who says I'm set in my ways? What do you mean? How can I be set in my ways when I evolve every day? How can I be set my ways when at nighttime, when y'all fuckers are sleeping around 3 or 4 in the morning, I sit in front of the fireplace and go over my day to evolve? So I don't understand what you mean. I'm not set in my fucking ways. I am infinite. I am sex. I am fucking infinite until my heart stops pumping and shit. In my mind, I am going beyond the average motherfucker, dog. So I'm not stuck in my ways. Because with game, you'll learn you're not stuck in your worries until you get out of your fucking way. Does that not make sense?
All right. No, I mean, I don't completely understand it, but I'm sure there's
Stop. No. Then we ain't gone. Tell me what you don't understand. Because I'm saying this shit in kindergarten with color, with crayons, with the fucking E going the other way. What don't you understand about this kindergarten shit that I'm trying to break down to you that has great depth? What don't you understand, sir?
I feel like communicating myself.
Tell me how you feel. See that? That's a feminine thing.
All right.
How you
so
feel.
Communicating with
all right, so.
All right. So communicating with yourself is...
Yes.
A form of, like, authority over yourself.
No, it's not a form of authority. It's a form of trusting yourself. What comes after 77?
78.
What comes after 246?
247.
What comes after 963? What the fuck comes after 963, goddammit?
964.
Goddamn it, answer the goddamn question and stop wasting my fucking time. I'm trying to teach you something. Do you see how you communicated with yourself? I just asked a question and you answered the question because you studied the question, you rehearsed the question, and you know the question. You got the answer. So what are you talking about? That's what game is. Game has nothing to do with the fucking woman. It is how you communicate with yourself.
Right.
How you communicate with yourself first. You cannot, okay, you've heard of the three pigs, right? Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you remember one pig was hay, one pig was sticks, the other one was bricks, right? You have always been striving. See, this is how fucking TV fucks y'all up and even your parents. You want to strive to be the pig with the bricks. You see what I'm saying?
Instead of the wolf?
No, now fuck the wolf. Fuck everybody else. The bricks are the prison that you put yourself in. But see, the one thing your mother didn't tell you or your parents didn't tell you, there was a fourth pig. See, society didn't want to tell. No, you think I'm lying? I'm serious. Wait, time out. I'm not bullshitting you. I'm serious. There was a fourth pig. And that fourth pig had wolf fucking heads on his fucking house. You want to know why? Because that fourth fucking pig was making statements. He said to that wolf, come on in if you want. I'm just going to put your fucking carcass on my house. See, society doesn't want you to know about the fourth one. Because in this everybody wins a trophy type shit, this is me. Well, how dare you have a fucking backbone? You see what I'm saying, sir? The fourth pig's house was made of wolf skulls. But they sent a message. And what do you think that message is? Fuck with me and see what happens, right? Versus put yourself... I'm sorry?
I said, now I wouldn't want to be that wolf.
Right, well, the wolf is the woman because the woman is coming around blowing, huffing and puffing, and blowing down your weak foundation. Huffing and puffing and blowing down the sticks. But then she gets to the third house. But you want to know why it's a prison? Because they didn't even teach you this. You want to know why that third house is a prison? Because the wolf knows eventually you got to come out and fucking eat. So I'll just sit here and wait. You can hide in that motherfucker as long as you want. But eventually you got to come out and eat. So I'll just wait this shit out. But see, game teaches you beyond that. See, I teach you how to make statements, sir. All
right.
I teach you to make statements. I don't teach you to hide in a prison. Because you are hiding in a prison right now, and you don't realize that not only do you play the role of the prisoner, you play the role of the warden. But I'm trying to show you how to be the governor, because the governor controls the warden, right?
Yeah.
But that's game. Yeah. Do you see how I'm talking about? That's what these YouTubers don't want you to know. That's what they don't teach you.
Is it, I don't know if, because my mind kind of connected the dots between a few of the things you were saying. I want to understand if the way that you think is supposed to always be on multiple levels. Or do you switch?
How many times did I tell you from learning your numbers, you go to adding, subtracting, multiplying, divisions, fractions, decimals, and fucking algebra? Did I not tell you the levels? Did I say they're levels? I'm sorry?
Okay. No,
What don't you understand?
When it comes to a new language, is that, A is always A, so never mind.
The language that you built, okay, stop.
It's only one language.
Stop. Let me explain to you, because no one's ever told you that, because you're on some real shit over here. These YouTubers never tell. I'm the only YouTuber saying this shit. Listen to me. When your daddy met your mother, you communicated with only you. You didn't give a fuck about your brothers and sisters. You didn't go to sperm tube. You didn't go to spermogram. You didn't learn goofy-ass words like hypergamy. You didn't learn about being on your purpose or female value. You didn't think about that shit. You had one thought, one mind, one way. And it was my way, and everybody else doesn't fucking matter. Am I lying to you? Tell me I'm a fucking liar because you're here now. Tell me I'm lying.
You're not lying.
That's okay, true. Now stop. Listen. Once you got here, you stop looking at the thing that got you to the egg because you put a woman, the woman, when you equated a woman that has led to the game in your life, you changed and shifted your perception and your reality. You stopped believing in yourself. You stopped training yourself. Woman didn't do shit. It was all you. Does that make any sense?
Okay.
So what I'm saying is what I'm showing you that you are your own person based off of your fingerprint. And what I am saying is why not learn your own language that you have that's specifically yours? Thank you, 186 likes. Listen to me, caller. How many times have you gone to the red pill? And it's okay. It's no knock because I'm sure you went over there and even listened to that Inception shit. How many times have you been listening to other motherfuckers talking that shit, huh?
In the past few months, never. But
okay.
Okay,
but listen.
Years ago.
Okay, but none. This is what I'm talking about, why you've hurt. Listen. When you listen to somebody trying to use word phrases to hook you in, all you're doing is being the second best of whoever that person is, which means is you're running away from who you are in your core.
Right.
And guess who's pushing you along? Your mind. But this is what I'm saying. I'm saying that I don't want you to believe me. I want you to see it for yourself. Because I want you to think for yourself. Yeah. I want you to take what I'm giving you and take your blacksmith, your, not mine, your blacksmith, and forge the information that fits your fingerprint. You see the difference?
So,
that's the Meepil community. That's the Meepil community. It's all of you're an independent thinker here. And all you're doing is taking information and you're going back to your castle and giving that shit to your blacksmith to forge the information down to fit your puzzle piece. So the puzzle of you can connect.
I got you. I hear you, Steve. I hear you for sure. All right. You answered all my questions. So.
Well, that's what I do sometimes. Last question. Whatever happened to that woman? Whatever happened to that woman?
She wanted to leave around 3 a.m., so she grabbed her stuff. I walked her out the door, and she left.
All right. And that's all that happened, right?
Yeah.
You know what I would have done? I wouldn't have let her walk out the fucking door at 3 in the fucking morning. By herself at fucking night, I would have walked her ass all the way down to her car. I would have gave her a hug, and I would say, I will message you or message me when you get home so I know that you made it home safely. Why do you think I win and you would lose? Because you got all in your fucking feelings. So are you ready to fix this shit? You want me to show you how to fix it? Because we can fix it right now.
No.
I got the answer. I already got the answer in my head. That's how cold game is. I already got the answer.
Okay.
If you want it fixed, you're going to call her right now and tell her exactly what I'm going to tell you. And that's it. And I got you. If you absolutely, truly want it fixed, you'll do it. If not, I'm moving on. So
okay.
Do you want to win?
I've never.
Well,
never.
You're about to. You got her number, right? So listen. Go to your typing. I want you to type this up because I'm going to show you a game. I'm going to show you how to lead her. I'm going to show you how to clean up your fucking mistakes and show you what a motherfucking man does. So then when you get this, you call her live on the air. We'll be quiet. And if you don't get her live, you just say this on her voicemail. Are you ready?
Hold on. Let me get something. Okay.
Get on your
computer.
You can type it faster. I know.
Okay. All right. Let me
know when you're ready to type. Nah. It's right here, guys. And all I'm doing is going to my studio, my scribe, my motherfucking culinary school, and I'm using my drug lab to mix this fucking thing down to spit what I'm about to spit to him, because ain't nobody got game like we got. Now, you ready?
Do it.
First off, I want to apologize for not walking you downstairs this morning.
Okay.
Allow me to make it up to you. Going out with me this weekend.
Okay.
For some ice cream.
All right.
And there I'll give you an extra hug. To show you that that won't happen again.
And allow me to give you an extra hug?
No, at the ice cream place, I'll give you an extra hug to show you that won't happen again. I'm free Saturday around 7 o'clock.
All right.
And what did she have on? Black, red, what did she have on?
She had on black and cream.
All right. I want you to wear something in black because I love how that made your skin shine. How your skin came out. I want you to wear something in black because I love how you looked in black. And CFB, this is why you're a fucking loser, because you don't know the difference between talking at a bitch and talking to a bitch. And you think it's a little desperate? Then I can't help you. You don't belong here. Get your fucking ass out, because I'm not desperate. I'm keeping this shit clear and concise. Caller, do you know the rule of Jill Scott?
No.
All right, let me listen real quick. Before you call her, this is why I'm telling you to do this, because of the rule of Jill Scott. Because this ain't desperate. This is telling her what the fuck the deal is. Here's the rule of Jill Scott. Listen.
Please sometimes.
I say it like this. If you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
Damn.
So, do you see, am I telling her what to do or am I not telling her what to do? What do you think, caller?
You're telling her what you want
exactly.
her to do.
Exactly. And I'm going to give her the opportunity to say yes, no, or whatever the fuck, but at least I'm going to stand on what the fuck I am. And that's why you're not going to lose, because now you call her ass and say exactly what I told you, either live on the air when she answers or when she gives you a voicemail. Are you ready to do it?
Yeah, yep.
All right, let's go. And listen, if you don't do it, don't call this fucking show again, because I don't like wasting my time. So you do this shit. You ready?
How do I keep you?
I'm going to mute myself. I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to turn the music down. I'm going to be quiet. You call her and connect the phone, man. Don't act like you don't know how to connect the fucking phone.
All right, hold on.
You're a grown goddamn man. You got a, what, Apple or fucking Android? You call the motherfucking merge the call. Honor, you about to man the fuck up and go clean this mess up.
Hold on 1 second. All right, there we go.
All right. 929, you're next.
3-3.
See that shit? Got scared. Let me guys, 929. Wasted my time. 929, we're going to help you with, sir. Sorry for the wait, sir. What's up?
Yo, yo, you gave me?
Yes, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Yo, damn, I was really trying to tap in. You was really getting into it with the homie. I was really listening. But I really wanted to ask, how do you keep a woman uncomfortable in a way where she's continuing to contribute?
Well, you've already lost. Why do you lost? Why do you think you lost? Why do you think you lost?
Being too nice, maybe.
You lost because everything you're doing is about a fucking woman, don't. Why the fuck are you making this shit about the woman? What makes her uncomfortable is the motherfucking guy that makes it about him. Because at that point, it makes her uncomfortable because she can't control a motherfucker that's thinking about itself. Does that not make it? So why, what is so important that you want to keep a woman in control for? Why? Why do you want to manipulate a situation instead of being a fucking man and control the situation like that, brother?
So you don't think the woman should contribute in any way?
Contribute what, sir?
Cooking, cleaning, doing.
All right.
Some type
so
of...
are you in a relationship?
No.
Then why are we talking about something that you don't even have?
Because when I do date, you know, I really don't date like that. I focus on myself, like I said. But when an opportunity presents itself, and I do something, one thing I do is I also am. Looking for a woman who's probably going to contribute or bring something to the table.
All right, contribute when? When should she contribute?
That's what I'm asking you.
No, I'm asking you. When you're king, when do you expect her to contribute?
I think every week or...
No, wait, you think or do you know? No. You think I do or do you know I am? Tell me.
Then
tell me when she should contribute.
Every time she sees me.
And what should she do every time she sees you? This is why you failed. You can't answer the fucking question.
No,
it's
a different situation.
It ain't no different situation. Aren't you wait, the women are different, but who's the common denominator? Aren't you the common denominator? So
yeah.
is it the situation? Well, then what the fuck are you talking about then?
No, what I mean is that let's say if she comes over to my house or we go somewhere, there's different ways to contribute if you're a woman. That's what
I'm really
trying to ask.
So how do you want to contribute? I don't know what is.
Cooking. Is cooking a way to contribute?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yes.
Cooking what?
If we do a picnic, maybe she should cook the food and I get the drink or something like that.
So then ask for what you want. What's the problem?
There is no problem. The problem is not happening. And
okay, so you're demanding a woman that you don't even fucking know to cook for you? Who the fuck are you? Hello?
Yeah, are you asking,
well, who the
like,
fuck are you? I'm asking you, who the fuck are you? You're making all these demands, who the
I'm
fuck
the
are you?
I'm the man she's interested in.
What, is she will show interest by cooking for you?
I'm asking you.
All right, look, man, you
is
need some coaching, dog. Dog.
Stop.
I'm here to show you how to think. See, your problem is... I can tell you've been on that, a lot of that red pill shit because you want me to hold your fucking hand and you want me to tell you all the answers. I'm trying to get you to fucking think for the first time in your weak-ass life. Why are you looking for me for the answers? I ain't fucking none of your women, and I ain't you. So why can't you learn how to answer your own fucking questions? I'm just asking you, what do? But you're saying you're looking to me.
Okay, yeah, I got you. So, yeah, I believe a woman should contribute at least every time and or try to attempt or do something.
When should she contribute and why should she contribute at that moment? Tell me. When should she contribute? Give me it. When? First day, first week, third week? You tell me.
Second month, maybe the fourth, the
All
third
right,
day.
Okay, second month. What should she do in the second month?
Buy a cologne, maybe cook a meal, lunch.
Okay, wait. You want to know why you're lying? You ready for this? I'm good at what I do. You ready? Count to five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right. So did you go one, two, three, four, five? See, that's how I know you're fucking lying, because you ain't really believing what the fuck you're saying. Because if you were saying it, you wouldn't say And that's why you're lying to your fucking self. And that's why they ain't going to do that shit for you, because you ain't even standing on what the fuck you want. You're too busy saying trying to come up with shit, then stand on what the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Does that not make sense?
No, that makes sense.
That's what I'm saying, dog. So you don't even know what you want, man.
When you mean, when you say I don't know what I want, when it comes to relations.
I want to do that. I'm telling you, you don't know what the fuck you want. I just asked you to count to five, and you counted to five. You didn't say But when it came to what you want from a woman, all you kept saying was, Did you not? You see what I'm saying? Because you're talking at women versus talking to women.
Yeah. All right. Clear. Yeah, I got you.
That's all I'm saying, you man. Clear and concise of what you want. Okay. You want to know why I don't ask anything from women? Because I'm bad enough for them to just give it to me on general fucking principle. Do you understand I'm so cold to what the fuck I do that I don't even want to fuck them when they want to fuck me? Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Why would I – tell me why I turn down them when they want to fuck me.
Why?
No, what do you think? You tell me. You say, how do you understand? So why would I turn down – why would I turn her down when she wants to fuck me?
Either so she won't be comfortable, or maybe you have your freedom, or –
don't live in the world of I do. I am not a fucking want. I'm a goddamn need. Why would I give her what she wants to have her in a higher position to be able to dangle that pussy in my face because she knows I want it? See, when I'm the need, she's going to want to fuck me. She's going to want to be with me. She's going to cook for me. Do things for me because of the need is going to override the want. I am not a fucking want. So why would I fuck someone that wants to fuck me versus wanting to needing to fuck me? You know the difference? The difference is wanting to fuck me is going to be boring as fuck because she's just going to lay there. She's going to lay there like a corpse. I'm the drug. I want the need. You see what I'm saying? See, in your mind, you will take a want because that's as deep as your mind is. But as you grow your mind and evolve your mind, you ain't going to fuck with no one because you want to fuck. If you listen to my poetry, I got a fan club of women that want to fuck me. I got a lot of women that just, hey, listen, caller, just off of my poetry, they want to fuck me. But just because they want to fuck me, do you think I'm going to let them fuck me or me fuck them because they want to do it? Do you see what I'm saying, sir?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to throw you back in and open the lines because I can still talk yak, okay? So we'll throw you back in. We'll open the lines up for you guys. All right, caller?
All right.
I appreciate the call, sir. Thank you very much. I'll throw you back in. Let's go ahead and set the lines up. This is the man.